Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Dana. Hi.
Good morning, everyone, in this beautiful 9th of May.
Yes.
Right. That's significant because why?
Because we're all alive to see another day, Steph. Oh, just celebrate the small wins, for God's sakes.
It's 9 years since you two met.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Since that very heavy-handed email from Michelle Reiner. Yes.
9 years ago, I was doing a gala with Rob Reiner. We were honoring him in Vegas, and I got to meet his lovely wife, Michelle. And we started talking. She was like, oh, you would be great for the Stephanie Miller Show. So she emailed you, but she CC'd me on
she
the email.
You.
So
yes.
You were basically stuck with being like, oh, sure, this sounds great.
Right. With that very special Michelle Reiner light touch.
Yeah.
And then I guess I have no choice but to have her on since you copied her.
We fell in love and we are each other's longest relationship with a woman.
It's true. It's true for me.
Wow. Oh, boy. That is true, isn't it?
yes, I know. But that is it is funny. But you were fantastic. Obviously, yes. It would have been one date and done. Had you
done.
Not,
yeah.
Right.
But no, I sealed that deal when I came into the basement.
Would have been like, okay, check that Reiner. Reiner favor off my list.
Yeah, that Reiner booking.
Yeah, Reiner booking. Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing in the apocalypse of democracy?
Oh,
we're used to the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money. And so again, I met a guy at a bus stop. He'd be fantastic. How many pitches have we gotten from Ron?
That's how we got Dr. Redlener.
That's true.
Yes.
Every now and again, lightning strikes even with Ron.
Right.
But usually it's some rando. Okay, anyway. You know, I have to bring you into this conversation because I happened to watch the Tom Brady roast.
I watched a little bit
on Netflix. I was saying to Chris, but I just was, I don't know why. I guess because I don't go to a lot of stand up, first of all, or watch a lot of roasts. And I just was struck in 2024 about how many homophobic jokes there were. And it's like Chris was saying, I guess it's that straight guy jock macho towel snapping. Like, but the joke is like, oh, I get the joke is that would be funny if Tom Brady were gay. That would be like, because it's obviously he's not. But that was over and over was, you know, something I guess that they found riotous.
I think I agree with you. I get the premise of it. It's unfortunate that it's based in somehow gay people are seen as weaker or less than, especially in sports. And that's why a lot of people don't come out, which is unfortunate because they're afraid of getting bullied and they aren't seen as masculine or feminine if it happens to be a woman. But
yeah,
it's still part of the jokes. It's part of the roast. And because there's rumors swirling around and he's always dating these models that everyone just thought that this was a good talking point for him specifically. Some of the other jokes are brilliant. Nikki Glaser is one of the best at what she does.
Yeah, and I've met Nikki.
Kevin,
she's great. And she was actually, I thought, the best, interestingly, for this big macho thing. She was actually...
Well, I also think that's the thing. Like, Nikki's very good at this, so she doesn't need to necessarily go there. Some of these other people, they don't know how to roast. And so their inclination, unfortunately, is to go to something like that, which is just low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
No,
well, Jody and I were talking about that. You're right. There's a bit of misogyny in it. Mm-hmm. It's not just homophobia. It's that, oh, you're like a girl.
Right.
You're
right.
You know, mm-hmm. run like a girl. You throw like a girl. Something. I mean, it's like a weird. I was talking about my boy bike gang I used to ride with. That's how they insult each other if they were falling behind. Is like, oh, is your vagina, you know, got sand in your vagina today? Is your tampon loose? And I thought it was hilarious. I was just like, is this how straight guys insult each other?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and it is literally based in they see the women as a weaker sex.
Yeah. 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 Anyway, I don't know. But I thought it was interesting because Chris was like, yeah, I've been called the F word, you know, ever since I was however old, you know, that it,
ever since I was like, you know, 9 or 10.
I was feeling more sympathy for our male gays, Dana, because I just was saying, I have to be honest, like, I've never really experienced homophobia. I mean, I think there's a presumption of straightness. Like, I've had, you know, even guys that have hit on me, and they find out I'm gay, it just becomes like a three-way joke
challenge.
Or having sex with me and my hot girlfriend. Like, you know,
or a challenge.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? I don't think I've experienced homophobia in the same way that, say, Chris has.
You haven't, because you are a feminine-looking woman who would not necessarily clock as being a lesbian. And, you know, in our society and in this patriarchal society, men's fantasy is to attractive women together where they can watch. And so when they meet you, they're like, oh, everything's about to play out. And you're like, oh my God, it's not.
Oh my God, no.
You're going to feel very left out if there's another woman involved in this. Yeah.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. I used to do those jokes in my act that I'll never forget, having a male general manager of a radio station say, I don't do that. It makes men feel bad. Like, meaning don't even joke about it because it makes men feel bad that you won't have sex with them.
Isn't
I was
that
like,
crazy
well,
that you, oh my God.
Because yeah. I think the joke was like, when I say gay, they hear three-way, you know, and then I did a whole bit about, you know, what is that thing mm-hmm. about, you know. But I don't know. Anyway, I was quoting Shelley Wright, who I call my coming out coach. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's what always resonated with me. She said that's why it's important for those of us that can hide not to. Because there are some people that haven't been able to hide their whole lives and have experienced homophobia on a much more visceral level, right?
Yeah, you know, listen, I know this is sort of a left turn, but seeing Queen Latifah on the red carpet of the Met Gala with her girlfriend was a big, it wasn't necessarily a big announcement. She was out with her partner. Yep. That is that's movement in the right direction.
Yeah.
Especially for Black women. I really wish she would come out in a bigger way, but to have her be there with her partner was visibility. It was visibility.
Well, yeah.
People have to come out in ways that they're comfortable.
That's what I think, Chris. I was just going to say, I think if we judge people for how they come out or how much they've come out or did they do it soon enough? Because, you know, we both got that, you know.
What I'm saying. It was lovely to see her.
I just think, you know, let's let everybody, you know, you do you, boo.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but anyway, no, I just realized, you know, how watching that roast, like how, you know, male targeted that is. And, you know, I was talking, oh, I was saying that Bill Burr, I guess, did a whole thing about how, you know, middle-aged men of a certain age, the F word for gay man, it's just, you know, it's part of their, it's part of our vocabulary. There's just a big gap there that we're trying to figure out how you fill it, you know, yeah. And I guess I get it. Like they didn't necessarily even mean gay man when they used the term, but I guess the fact is it's derogatory. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it means you're bad at sports or you're weak like a girl or something, right?
Yeah, it's listen, I feel like it's strange. I don't want to say strange, but there's also some power in taking a word back mm-hmm. that has been used against us as a community and being able to use it in a different way. And so, you know, if Chris is going around and they're using the F word to call each, you know, they just do that jokingly. It's not surprising to me.
Yeah. I don't.
You know, Leah,
but...
right. Leah yeah. DeLaria loves to be called a dyke. Yeah. And I hope that's not a bad word that you need to drop. But
no.
She prefers it. She yeah. prefers that. She's a butch dyke. And some other people would be highly offended by that word.
Yeah.
Highly offended if it's used in a derogatory way. But she chooses to embrace it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, everybody has their own.
As someone that puts my finger in the dike of Trump news every day, I what?
Everybody has their own comfort with what they do, you know,
yeah,
and what they put up with, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, pretty much everyone in the Republican Party is now awful in different ways.
Awful.
Some homophobic, some racist, some sexist, we were just saying.
Don't know a lot of dykes that shoot their dogs in the face.
Gun violence is a joking matter. Yeah.
No, well, you were, you retweeted the, at the request of Governor Noem, we're removing the passage regarding Kim Jong-un from her book, No Going Back. And you said, looks like even the title is bull, yeah. since she is indeed going back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like the book tour is canceled.
Aww. Yeah.
It was going so well.
I mean, if you see a side-by-side, we've got this Kimberly Guilfoyle thing that happened to Kristi Noem from whenever she was in Congress to now.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the road to MAGA. Like, it's the yeah. road to Mar-a-Lago is paved with plastic surgery. Like, I don't even know how to
with
say
bimbosity.
It.
Bimbosity. Yeah, I know. But that's another subject, Dana, is like Republican humor. It just, he heard saying, like, you know, Commander meet Cricket.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah. It's like the most horrible, unfunny way to just. And then we were talking about like just when we're all having fun with Bobby Kennedy's brainworm. Who is it? I can't remember the name.
It was
some
no,
Republican
I was
makes a Kennedy assassination joke about a hole in your brain. I'm like, oh my God.
It's Mike Collins, and he's the same yeah. one yes. that was touting the Ole Miss student who was making racist gestures at a beautiful black woman. Rep Mike Collins is awful. Yeah. Awful, awful.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to say anymore about this party. Okay.
Yeah.
You tweeted, I can't tell if this Trump diapers thing is real. And I hate that we're where we are because I can't tell if it's real, which Trump, did I miss a Trump diaper thing?
There was some AI stuff and things were being edited where it looked like they were holding up like real men wear diapers like
yeah.
Trump 2024.
Yeah.
But I was like, I couldn't tell if it had been
with
a doctored
Trump
photo.
Fans. With right. Trump fans. I know right. you can't tell yeah. what's real with them because there are women with like, he can grab my with a, you know,
oh, yeah.
arrow down to their vagina. Like, I'm like, people, you wear that in front of your kids? Like, I don't. Okay.
I mean, if this is how we're going to normalize adults wearing diapers, great. But I'm like, because it should be. But this is also one of those things. I'm like, this is bizarre. We're living in the upside down.
Right. Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, where you don't, you can't tell anymore what is real. Okay, Jen Psaki, by the way, talking about, we were saying how great the Howard Stern interview was, mm-hmm. and just,
yeah.
What a truly just sort of decent man Joe Biden is. And that's like, Howard Stern was saying, he's not political necessarily. He didn't want to talk politics. He just, it comes across like I think the most amazing stuff was him once again talking about his family and his son and just his I feel like a man of boundless sort of decency and empathy, and that gets lost in all the
I'm in a complete agreement with you. Oh, those of us who have met Joe Biden, he exudes empathy and caring, and he is one of the most compassionate men who has experienced a tremendous amount of loss in his life, and it hasn't broken him. Yeah. It's only made him more caring.
Yeah. I keep saying that's when America will find out in November, finally, the answer to the question, have we at long last no decency left?
Yeah.
Jen Psaki.
Well, I think the benefit of the media environment right now, there's a lot of challenges, but I'm going to start at the optimistic side, is that there are so many choices. Mm-hmm. And when you're communicating from the White House, I mean, respect for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is important, mm-hmm. but you're also really just trying to communicate with the American people.
Right. Right.
So my view is he should come on The View before he does a press
conference. Thank you.
One more. Here we go.
People want to have real conversations about issues that are happening. Mm-hmm. I think press conferences are important, but I also think him doing Howard Stern, that's an interview that reached a broader audience mm-hmm. of people. Him talking to the guys from Smartless, which is a great podcast.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the White House, you're not thinking about, am I checking the box on doing mm-hmm. the most interviews?
Yeah, and one last one.
You're thinking about, am I doing the most I can to communicate my message to the American people? That's who I represent. So I would say more Howard Stern, come on The View, more Smartless conversations where you're having conversations about policy, but they're real ones.
Yeah. I mean, why would he sit down with the New York Times?
Why would he?
I mean, go ahead.
No, I think there's no good reason for it. Also, if this is going to be the repercussions of him not, why would you ever, now you're holding him hostage with his age? Like, it's not like he's going to fold on this and sit down and be like, oh, well, since you wrote 270 articles about how old I am and senile, why don't we talk now?
Right,
it's bizarre.
Right. They've done 65 articles on how old he is. Like, the article they would do if he sat down would probably look like the Her Report.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's just, anyway. That's why they're going crazy about the Howard Stern interview, because you could see how great he is, how great Joe Biden is. And, you cannot write this election cycle that Bobby Kennedy is the one talking outwardly about having cognitive issues and a dead worm in his head. Okay. My favorite joke is the worm died of a nut allergy, but that's funny because it's okay.